Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, seizures of black market weight loss drugs increase as shortages continue. Is hydrogen the cheaper, cleaner magic bullet that could solve our energy problems? We debate. Australia braces itself for the worst wildfires in years. We'll talk to the head of the volunteer fire service. With the soaring price of fish, Chef Brian McDermott has ways of getting seafood into your diet without breaking the bank, and calls to reduce speed limits, rising rents and a constituency redraw. The Friday gathering will discuss it all. You can text us on 51551. You can email the programme todaycb@rte.ie. So Vera Pauw has spoken out for the first time since the FAI decided not to renew her contract as Ireland manager. In an explosive statement which was issued last night, Pauw claimed she was undermined and disrespected by the FAI during the Women's World Cup, which caused trust to break down. This, Pauw claims, made her work with the Irish team very challenging. In a moment, I'll be speaking to former Ireland international Jackie McCarthy O'Brien and Stephen McGuinness, General Secretary of the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland. But first, Gavin Cooney is with us, sports writer for the42.ie, to bring us up to speed with all that's been happening. So, Gavin, the statement, first of all, it's the second half of that statement where Vera Pauw begins to address the fallout with the FAI. What does she say and what do you think is the tone of it?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, so she makes really kind of three main charges against the FAI just before and then during the Women's World Cup that ultimately led up to her leaving the FAI having not had her contract renewed. So first of all, she accused the FAI of reneging on an agreed contract extension. The two parties entered negotiations in March. Vera Pauw requested that it would be concluded before the World Cup. That wasn't the case. And then she says that the FAI reconsidered their stated position on that. And well, we know for a fact that they were in negotiations, and we know for a fact now that the FAI have decided not to renew that contract. The second thing that she lays against the FAI executives she does not name, she believes that they made a big mistake in her phrase, in overruling the tasks of the coach. So she says that executives effectively interfered in technical football affairs, saying that that made her position very challenging. And she says that FAI executives, quote, effectively took my seat and apparently spoke with players about their roles in the team. And she says that her advice was often disregarded and not respected, saying that no head coach in world football would accept the interference of executives in football affairs. And then the third big charge in this statement is that the review that was led by the director of football, Mark Canham, that was presented to the board on Tuesday, and it was that that review which informed the board's decision not to renew her contract. She calls that review flawed and with a predetermined outcome. She says that there were some discussions around that review were held before and during the World Cup, which she says undermined her position and the team building process.
Now, she doesn't provide specifics on that, on what exactly happened to make her feel undermined. But Gavin, it's a very serious charge from a football manager going into a World Cup to say that she was undermined by the FAI just before that campaign started.
Yes, that is a serious charge to lay against executives, and you know we should say that she does not name these FAI executives in this statement, and we have yet to, the FAI didn't comment on the record last night. The CEO Jonathan Hill is due to give a press engagement in the near future. The plan is to leave it off until after the senior men's internationals next week. But you know, there are significant charges to lay against the FAI executives, and while the statement is rich in complaint, it's not very rich in detail, to be quite honest with you. I mean, when she talks about when she states the interference of executives in football affairs, what precisely does that mean? Like, does that mean the executives, you know, are informing team tactics? Is it, I mean, are they kind of talking to players and telling the players to go and tell things to Vera Powell? We don't know. I mean, there's such an absence of detail around all of this. And I think that's been the frustrating thing around all of this, because the FAI are perfectly within their rights not to renew Vera Powell's contract. We know the what of the story. We know that the fact that was arrived at on Tuesday. There's still not a huge amount of clarity on the why they came to that decision, Claire. You know, I mean, obviously player sentiment definitely played a significant role. I don't think it was the only factor, but it was a significant role. It's also significant that Vera Powell does not address that player sentiment in this statement either. You know, that's again a large part of this that she hasn't addressed. But, you know, in the hours and even the day after Vera Powell left the FAI, a lot of the narrative was around, you know, player power. You saw this tweet by Chris Andrews of Sinn Féin, their spokesperson for sport, in which he paid tribute to Powell and said that the next manager would have to be, quote, be afraid of some of the players. But this statement by Powell actually shifts the emphasis now away from player power, to use that phrase, and onto FAI executives.
But what do you think it says about her relationship with the players that they're not mentioned here?
I mean, the relationship is broken, to be quite honest with you. I think that was evident. That was probably evident in the gaps in public statements and the lack of full-throated support from players during the World Cup. And it's been evident since. I mean, there have been no kind of public statements on Instagram or social media from the players thanking Powell for her time. We know there were significant complaints from players to the FAI about Powell's preparations and methods around the World Cup. And she doesn't really, you know, doesn't say a whole lot about the players. She does praise the quality of the players at the start of the statement, and says like the team is in a good position to build on success now and go on and be successful. But there's no individual thank you to any individual players, certainly.
Okay. Well, let's hear from Stephen McGuinness now, General Secretary of the Players Organisation, the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland. Stephen, thanks for joining us. I know you've been speaking to some of the players in the past 24 hours. What have they been saying to you about all of this?
I think, Claire, like I mean, I was in that team hotel during the World Cup, and I was down in Brisbane. And I do think, from the players' point of view, sport is ruthless, and particularly professional football is ruthless, and particularly at international level. I think the players are focused on the Northern Ireland game and the Hungary game. I think a lot of the players have a lot to thank Vera for, and I think in time, Claire, they will do that. I think maybe now is probably not the right moment, but I think in time they will. I just think sometimes, Claire, with this stuff, the players are very much part of obviously the process, and to come out and start detailing what they felt or like the relationship between the players and the FAI has improved immensely since 2017. Like, it's not that long ago, Claire, where we weren't allowed in the room to represent the players with the federation, and that relationship has changed. It's a far more open relationship now, and for the first time, the FAI are actually listening now to the players, which is really important. We have open dialogue with them. I currently sit on the international committee. We have representatives from the female players involved in the game now. So it has changed. Like, years ago, AFU were hugely criticised for giving managers new contracts before tournaments started. So in this situation, they've waited, they've reviewed it, and they've come with their decision. They obviously feel, Claire, that Vera isn't capable of sustaining the success that she's already got. That's a decision that they've made, and everybody will move on from that.
And do the players who you've spoken to in the last 24 hours agree with that, and did they feed into that decision not to renew her contract?
I think players gave their opinion on the setup, and Mark Cannon is the new technical director. I think he has a vision for the way he wants the game to be played in Ireland, from under 15 right up to the senior international team. And I think the FAI have a vision of where they want the game to go. They've looked for the players' input into that. The players have given their input into it. And I think in time, as Gavin said, the CEO is due to speak in the next week or two, and I think we'll get more detail in regards to the background and the detail of that.
She had a great relationship with the Irish public. I don't think anyone would argue with that, but clearly not with the players, Stephen.
I think her success and bringing the players, certain players will definitely owe a lot to Vera. She brought us to our first major championships. I think there's a lot there that she's achieved, and I think her legacy will always be there. But like everything else, time moves on. The federation obviously feel to move the team on to the next level, they have to move and look for a different coach, and that's the federation's decision. It's not the players' decision. I think Vera's statement was quite clear on that. It's the She doesn't seem to have any extra going with the players. And the Federation has made this decision. And I think from the players' point of view, they just want to get on and obviously get the Nations League up and running. Oileen announced their squad over the next couple of days. And this story will move on.
And the players, and the players' support...
legacy won't be forgotten, though, Claire. Like, okay. She has brought it to a major tournament. It won't be forgotten.
I'm just reading between the lines of what you're saying to me, Stephen, and you seem to be suggesting that the players are happy that Vera Powell is gone. Am I right?
No, what I'm saying is the players fed into the report that was done by Mark Canham and gave their opinion on it, like the backroom staff, like the technical staff. And there was a number of people, including the president and CEO, all there for over a month together. So they were over a month together. So it was put to the board, and the board have made a decision. The players don't make any decision on who's going to manage the international team.
Yeah, but they're asked about it. I mean, you've just told us that from 2017, the FAI listened to the players. So if they're listening to the players and the players wanted her to stay, she'd still be there.
It's a better relationship. The players won't dictate in any team, Claire, at a professional level, who the manager is and isn't. That's the fact of it. It's done by the Federation. They have a board there to make that decision.
Now, she mentioned the players briefly in the statement, but she didn't go into any detail about her relationship with the players and how that might have broken down. Do you think that we should hear from Vera Powell on that?
I think Vera's decided to put out her statement, and obviously she's been critical of the FAI, and that's her decision. I think her relationship with the players... what's good, like she's picked a squad of players to go down to World Cup, and we've been competitive down there. I just think that Mark Canham and the people in the FAI believe to bring us to the next level, there's a certain way that we play, and they feel that it needs to be more expansive. It looks like that's the way it is. Some of the players spoke that they would like to have a bit more of a freer approach to the game, but that's just a matter of opinion. And the FAI have decided that if we want to progress, that the success that we've got wasn't sustainable under Vera Powell. That's their decision. It's not a player's decision, it's their decision. They've made that decision.
And were you aware when you were at the World Cup or since then that FAI executives were involved in a managerial role, doing a job that Vera should have been doing, interacting with the players when they shouldn't have been, according to Vera Powell, and overruling her? Was that going on?
I didn't see that, Claire. I'll be honest with you. I didn't see any of that. Like, when you talk about executives, there was the CEO, the president of the FAI, the technical director, and the women's technical director. There was four of them. So I didn't see that. None of the players had said that to me, to be honest with you. I spoke to a number of them down there, a number of different events. It was never suggested to me there was any interference. So I can only say what I saw, Claire.
OK, well, let's bring in Jackie McCarthy O'Brien now, who's a former Ireland player. Jackie, good to talk to you, and thanks for being with us. What do you think of all of this?
Disgraceful, Claire. Absolutely disgraceful. We get to our first major tournament. It's 50 years in the making. We have a successful manager, and she gets sacked. You know, it beggars belief. It's like eaten bread is soon forgotten. You know, one of the points that I would feel about it is, how does a manager go to a tournament such as the World Cup not knowing on a daily basis whether her job is there the next day or not? You know, how do you make decisions based on that? Are you fearful of having an attacking team, and if you get beaten 3 or 4-0, you come back, you're going to be sacked? Do you hold and play a defensive game and hope for favourable results? Mm-hmm. And hopefully that strengthens your hand coming back into negotiation.
Well, you see, her contract was up. You know, I mean, both sides have the opportunity to end the relationship when the contract is up, Jackie. It's in the gift of the FAI to do what they want in this situation. And Stephen said there that in some instances, the players have felt aggrieved in other situations when contracts were renewed before a campaign got underway. But that doesn't make sense either, really.
It doesn't, because I'll tell you, Claire, you need stability when you're going into a tournament like that. I mean, people don't understand what it's like to be away from home, being in that environment. It's completely alien to these girls. They haven't been in that situation before. What you need is continuity. If your manager doesn't have that continuity with contract, or the players going in to perform knowing that Vera is going to be there at the other side of the World Cup and build on it, it goes into your mindset. You know, it would have been better months and months ago, before they even left for the World Cup, if that had been decided. And I don't think getting to the World Cup would have changed that decision one way or the other, but it would change what the players were thinking and what Vera was thinking. A lot of the press conferences were built around her being out of contract at the end of it. same question shouldn't have even been asked. It should have been all about the soccer. So it came
so it
into
was
the
a distraction.
It was a distraction for everybody, you know.
Yeah, and what about what she says about her position being undermined and that had an impact on the team building process?
Well, of course it did. I mean, you know, I think it beggars belief that executives or whatever were talking to players and staff before and during the World Cup. That's not a healthy situation to be in, mm-hmm. preparing for matches of that calibre.
Well, we don't know what the FAI is going to say about that. I assume they will respond at some point. But Stephen McGuinness is saying that he hasn't heard that happened, either at the time or since.
Look, there's going to be an awful lot of diplomacy will go around in this. And I think Vera has been very kind in not naming names or not saying. I think she still has a love for the team. And, you know, that's why her statement is a bit vague. We will find out, I think, over the coming months what it was exactly. And it will be interesting to see what the FAI have to say themselves in the coming months. I can understand that they're concentrating on the men's senior match and the women's match coming up in the Aviva. But, you know, it beggars belief with me, and having spoken to some of the former players, we really feel that it is a backward step not to allow Vera to stay on even until the Europeans and let her build on the success of the World Cup, because the World Cup was a success. Qualifying was the first building block and the rest was to come afterwards. We've done okay. We held our heads up, you know. So I think it's a wrong decision from the FAI, to be honest with you.
I know you've met Vera Powell, haven't you, a couple of times?
Yes.
What did you make of her?
I found her to be a lovely, decent, kind woman with a great love and affection for the Irish people and for the team. I think I've seen somewhere mention where one of the players had said in an old interview that Vera would give her eye teeth to be Irish. And I think that comes across clear. And what I find very disappointing is that not any of the players have come out and thanked her, whether they agreed with her tactics or not. The Irish people, I see an outpouring of grief, if you want, in a way, towards the way Vera has been left go. I think it could have been handled differently. Yes, the FAI are entitled not to renew her contract, but I think it's the manner in which it's done.
But that says a lot, doesn't it, that the players, none of the players have come out publicly to say anything about this?
It does, Claire, it does. And it's a huge disappointment. But again, when you're in a structure like that, you're frightened to open your mouth. You know, who's the next manager coming in? Have you said the wrong thing? Are you going to be selected? It's one of those kind of grey areas for the players, because they're in a bit of a limbo now as to who the next manager is going to be.
Yeah, but it's not going to do anyone any harm. And Stephen, you might come in on this for me. It's not going to do anyone any harm if they come out and say, thank you so much, Vera. We appreciated your time. Best of luck with your next endeavour. That's not going to hurt anybody. Why aren't they doing that?
I think, Claire, as well, it's not like a club environment. The players are all now focusing on games. They're playing in England, they're in Germany, they're in Belgium. Like, our team now is fully professional.
And they've no time to send a tweet or an Instagram.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that from a player's perspective, it's not as if they're all around each other. It's not a team where they're in meetings today and having a chat about it. They're all separate and they all have their own careers. Obviously, they see what's going on and they've chosen at this moment. So it's not to say in the future, Claire, that they won't tank her individually or collectively. But that hasn't happened, and that's up to each individual player to do that, and they haven't done it now.
Yeah, it speaks volumes. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I think that speaks volumes. Jackie, to you.
I agree with you. I think it's an absolute disgrace. As Stephen says, they're all individuals. Yes, if it was me and, you know, the manager that got me to a World Cup, I'd be on, which I have been on, but I'm not the current player, but I'd be on saying, look, Vera, we mightn't have seen eye to eye, but thank you so much. You know, it doesn't, that's common decency. What happened to loyalty and respect? And again, that's what, you know, I feel in it. Players are individuals. They're not a mouthpiece for the FAI or for anybody. They're well within their rights to thank the woman, you know, which I think the Irish people would love to have had the opportunity to thank Vera.
But Stephen, they're not ready yet.
Just to be clear, not to say that they haven't contacted her privately. Like people, not everybody has to come out in the public domain, into Instagram or wherever else, and come out and say anything. I'm sure she was contacted privately. None of us know that right now. Vera's statement yesterday wasn't critical in any way of the players. And I think I'm sure there's a number of players who contacted directly themselves.
All right. Well, look, we are wait to hear what the FAI are going to say about all of this. But for now, Jackie McCarthy O'Brien, Stephen McGuinness and Gavin Cooney, thank you all very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.